بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. امر بالمعروف کی پہلی شرط یہ ہے کہ جس کو امر بالمعروف کرے اس کو اپنے سے حقیر نہ سمجھے، ورنہ وہ نصیحت اپنے نفس کے لیے ہوگی. حضرت مولانا اسد علی خان رحمۃ اللہ سیز اباؤٹ امر بالمعروف نہیں عن منکر، مینس ٹو کمانڈ رائچسنس ٹو پروہیبٹ ایون. See, the first condition for amr bil ma'ruf, for the validity of this obligation, is that you should not regard the person to whom you are or giving the nasihat. You should not regard him, you should not despise him, you should not hold him in contempt because of his sins. That is the first condition. If a person who offers nasihat to another person, he holds that person in contempt, despises that person, then that will not be amr bil ma'ruf. It will be for his own sake. People, when they give nasihat to others, they generally despise that person. When they see him committing sins, then they despise the person. Why? Because their gaze, their focus is on their faults, the sins of others, and not on their own faults and their own sins. So when one gives nasihat to others, then you must keep uppermost in your mind your own sins. And there are many, many, we all are full of sins. Keep in mind your own sins and your faults, your deficiencies, your weaknesses, and then you give nasihat, and then you will not despise another person. It's like a father, when he's annoyed with his son, he punishes his son, he doesn't despise his son, he doesn't hold him in contempt. He punishes him and gives him advice for his own benefit. So in the same way, when we give advice to others, it must be for their benefit and for one's own benefit as well. Rasulullah said, "Kullukum ra'in," every one of you is a shepherd. In other words, this beauty of amr bil ma'ruf nahi an munkar, it is not restricted to the ulama only. Every person has a duty, has this obligation of amr bil ma'ruf nahi an munkar. According to your jurisdiction, your knowledge, your capability, and everyone has subordinates, he has jurisdiction over people, over some people. The parents have ability, control, jurisdiction over their children. The husband has over his wife and his family. The ustad has jurisdiction and ability over his pupils, over his students, and the sheikh has over his murids, and the employer has jurisdiction over his employees, his workers, and then you have the ruler who has jurisdiction over the entire nation. So it is wajib upon every person to discharge this obligation of amr bil ma'ruf and nahi an munkar. Although now these people become annoyed when you offer nasihat, if you offer them nasihat pertaining to the dunya, then they are pleased with you. You save them from any worldly calamity, worldly loss, then they thank you for it. But if you try to save them from the loss of the akhirat, they become annoyed with you. That is because the deen is held cheap. It has no significance in the heart. That is the reason why people become annoyed when they are offered deeni advice. Attention is drawn to the sins which they commit. Then they become annoyed and become even your enemies. And we start saying, "Kullukum ra'in," every one of you is a shepherd or كلكم مسؤول عن رعيتكم, and every one of you will be answerable for his flock. For those who under you, you will be answerable for it. Their employer too, he will be answerable for his Muslim employees under him. He has to, if the worker does something which is wrong in the business, at the workplace, then the boss will become annoyed, so he will dismiss him. But if the worker does not perform salat, then it's tolerable. Not concerned, the boss is not concerned about it. So this is evidence for the deficiency and weakness of iman, and holding the deen to be something inferior. The dunya has more value in our eyes. For that reason, we act in this manner. Islah ke liye narmi aur sakhti dono hi ki zarurat hai. Even for Islam, for reforming someone, tenderness as well as harshness, both these methods are necessary. Can't just be tender and display kindness for in every situation. No, there is a need for tenderness as well as for harshness. You have to use your discretion and see where. When you have to be harsh, when you have to be tender, soft. Narmi ki do kisme hai. See, there are two kinds of tenderness. Right? Like speaking softly and kindly. There are two types of it. Ek wo jo logo ki deeni maslahat se ho. See, one is you only have the deeni benefit of the person in front of you. I have to, especially nowadays, you have to speak. If you see someone is doing something wrong, you have to adopt a very tender attitude. Otherwise, a dispute will erupt and it will lead to violence also. Can't even tell a person nowadays with sternness, firmness, if he does anything wrong in his salat also, you can't tell him. So in a nice manner, you have to acquit yourself. So if the niyat is the deeni benefit of the person, then that type of politeness, tenderness, it is valid. Or dusri, wo جو اپنی دنیاوی مصلحت سے ہو اور یہی مضمون ہے. And the other type of showing politeness and tenderness in amr bil ma'ruf is for your own worldly benefit. For your own worldly benefit, and this is evil, this is to be criticized. And you'll find people, even amongst the learned people also, when they have to offer nasihat to fasad acquaintances, friends who are wealthy and who give them, make big contributions for their dini projects, for their madrasas and their masjids, etc. Then they will hesitate to make amar bil ma'ruf. Because why? You know, if we annoy him, then he will withhold his contribution. So that is now evil. That type of, that is evil, and then what they say that is hikmat, wisdom. But when a person, there is no service you will be able to extract from him, or it's a person, poor person, you won't get any worldly benefit from him, then without hesitation, the learned person will reprimand that person. But a person of wealth or a person of status in society, for him there will be hesitation, and there will be hesitant. Why? Because of worldly of worldly loss, worldly harm, worldly, there won't be, then contributions will terminate. So that is now evil. That is evil. In other words, that person, Amr bin Ma'ruf, is not for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, it's for the sake of the nafs.